The Burt Show.
So Joe calls us and he tells us that he's a hobbyist, which means he goes out and he pays for sex. They don't even call them escorts anymore. Now they're providers. And he said that he's been doing this for how many years now? It was three?
Five years.
Five years now. All right, here's Heather. Good morning, Heather. You are on The Burt Show.
Good morning. By the way, love y'all,
Thank you. First off.
Secondly, besides him sugarcoating how pathetic this all is, I swear, he sounds really lazy. If you notice, ladies, the first thing he said was, well, you dedicate all this time, you dedicate all this money, and then later on, you're not even sure if you're going to get any. Are you serious?
That's why we were laughing.
Oh, okay.
I just don't understand. I mean, are we supposed to settle for not being, you know, wooed, taken out? No, wait, we don't have to, you know, learn how to be polite. We have to learn the newest position or the newest thing to help them out. Are you kidding?
Yeah. I thought that, that's one of the reasons I was laughing. And I thought that he, you know, our caller may be a perfect client. Yeah. He may be a perfect client to be a hobbyist because obviously he wants to cut to the chase and get to bed and be done with
it. Can I respond to that?
Absolutely. Sure.
Okay. It's not, and let me clear that up, too, for a whole lot of different reasons. There are a lot of different reasons why we do what we do. It's not laziness. For some guys, you know, and I'm sure that a lot of escorts will attest to this, over 50% of their clients are actually married. And, you know, there could be a lot of things. There could be a breakdown in communication at home. There could be a fetish that he's into that the wife won't do and will never do, you know, and like I said before, and I've said this before, it's a discerning between sex and love. And that doesn't, you know, and again, for married guys, let's not get it wrong. I'm not saying, and I'm not condoning that for married guys. But what I am saying is it could be so many different things. For some guys, it's an addiction. They're addicted. Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that you objectify women? Like you pay for a woman as an object and then you give it back? Because it sounds to me like you don't want a companion in your life. You just want to pay for it, get it done, and move on.
I do not, and I'll tell you why. You have to remember, just as if I make the choice to go out hobbying, they make the choice to become providers. They're making that choice. And as I said before, a lot of these providers are very professional. They have degrees. They have other things that they could choose to do. They enjoy what they do. It's not objective at all.
And I want to make this suggestion also, that if you are a guy listening, I've heard this before also, that it's all safe. You know, if I just do this, if I hire an escort or whatever, it's safe. I don't get caught and it's real clean. Tell George Lopez that, who was in Tampa a couple of weeks ago, and those providers didn't say anything. I mean, said a lot. Here is Ashley, who wants to be on The Voice Disguiser also. And we're spending some time here with Joe this morning, who told us he's a hobbyist, which means he pays for sex. Mm-hmm. Been doing it for a while now. And, you know, his feeling is, look, at the end of the day, if you're a dude and you're going out on all these dates, you know, I mean, you're spending all this cash anyway. And then
you're spending. Yeah, you're saving money if you pay for it because you're guaranteed to get laid.
Here is Ashley, and she wants to be on The Voice Disguiser, and she is an escort. Hey, Ashley.
Hi. Hello, everybody.
Hey, what's going on?
I have a degree in computer science. I had a job, and I was laid off, and I do escort. And everything that Joe is saying is the truth. And I'd say about 70% of my clients are married.
Oh.
Wow.
And that is very rare to see a single guy calling an escort. The majority of them are married or in a relationship.
Why do they call you for the most part?
Because they don't want to be with the ones they're with.
They don't want to be, or they're not having intimate relationships at home?
Like Joe was saying, like they're not having the sex they want to have, or, you know, the wife is too busy, or, you know, they just want to have some fun with somebody else.
Now, on the other
hand, I know a lot of married guys are like this, that have great jobs, and you would never think they did stuff like this. And I'm beautiful, I'm biracial. I have two kids. You would never think that I was doing something like this.
Now, on the other end of this, I want to get into your head a little bit, because with Joe, for me as a guy, it's just like it's giving up. Like it's so demoralizing that I could not get this by myself, so now I had to pay for it. It'd be very degrading to my ego. Like on your end, it's got to be pretty degrading also, right?
No, because everybody's getting what they want.
She's getting paid.
Everybody's getting what they want. I mean, even if I had a boyfriend, I mean, he's still giving me money to do stuff. So really, like Joe says, this is just cutting to the chase. There's no hard feelings, and everybody's leaving with a smile.
Can you even have a meaningful relationship being an escort?
Some people do. I don't.
Because I wouldn't even think sex would be enjoyable if I had a relationship and I was an escort. Because you're just doing it all the time. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, no. It's not like it's like the worst thing. It's, you know, you're having sex with somebody that wants to have sex with you, but, you know, there's some incentives involved.
You know, we've been told our whole lives that guys can turn it on and turn it off, our emotions on and off, and women aren't capable of doing that. But
some women might be.
I think you are. The ones that can do this more easily, obviously, right?
I treat it as a business.
It's all business.
Just going to work, hanging out that
just
open for business sign.
Like you guys do every day.
Like the very first time you did it must have been really, that must have been a tough day.
No, because I know guys that I've been friends with that, you know, that I might date, but not really. But then they'll start helping me out. And then there you go. They're a hobbyist now.
Do you ever feel scared? Like you have to be in bed with someone that frightens you or grosses you out?
No, I don't even deal with people like that. I try to deal with people that I know or I've been introduced to, and it's all just straight business, professional, no weird stuff.
But how are you able to control that? I mean, how are you able to control who you let into your place? I mean, okay.
Well,
I don't go
to my place. Now, that I don't do. Now, there are,
places irrelevant to my...
To go. People will have parties at their house, get-togethers. They might call it poker night, and there'll be some ladies in the house that are there to provide.
I just wonder, how do you not allow it to cross that line of somebody being violent with you or putting their hands on you in a way that is...
I mean, you can kind of tell at the beginning if they're going to have a problem, and then, you know, you just walk away from it. But usually it's not like, you know, you're dealing with violent guys. You're dealing with a lot of married men that want to be discreet, and they want to just handle their business and leave, and they don't want this being the talk of the neighborhood.
It seems like a gray line right there. You can kind of tell at the beginning. Come on.
I can actually answer that question. A lot of providers will send you through what is called a screening process, where you have to bring certain forms of identification, and they actually go in and they'll do what's called a ghost call on your job. And what that does is that signifies who you are.
Well, that's scary.
What does a ghost call mean?
Like, for instance, you would give them, you know, your work number where you could be contacted.
Oh,
and it's actually it's painless. It's very painless. You give them, and they do a ghost call, and they simply ask for you if you're there. And they'll do a search for it where, again, you could do a search on the Internet for a website of the company, so on and so forth. And they do just a light screening and a light background check. And if you check out, then they'll allow you in. And generally, it only takes them anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes to do.
Wow. You could pretty much guess how the phone calls are going. Dudes calling up saying, give the guy a break, and women calling up just horrified. I mean, it's split right down the middle here, you know? You could have predicted that.
Why are guys to tell him to give the guy a break?
You don't know where he's coming from. Guys that totally agree with him. We all have needs. At the end of the day, we're still paying money if you're going to get something or not.
Oh, my God.
I'm happy being single after this phone call.
Wow.
You know what? I don't know.
All right, Joe. Thanks for the insight, man. We appreciate it.
Wow.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Hey, The Bird Show.